Dead Presidents Podcast is brought to you in part by A.W. Barnum, owner of one of the most celebrated thoroughbred stud horses of the age, who has an incredible offer that we're beyond excited to share with our mare-owning listeners. In compliance with the wishes of many friends who have, for the last 5 years, ably supported me in my attempts to improve the breed of horses in this country, I have concluded to let Cock of the Rock stand one more season, and to reduce the price of his services from $20 to $10 for each mare put to him. I hope my motives for doing so may not be misconstrued. Listeners, A.W. Barnum's not in this for the money. He's just trying to enhance the quality of the American horse breed by generously spreading the genes of Cock of the Rock, a stallion of unparalleled grace and power. Cock of the Rock is in high demand and could command prohibitive prices for his stud services, but the magnanimous A.W. Barnum is practically giving it away at the insanely low 50% off price of only $10. For a mere sawbuck, Cock of the Rock will impregnate your mare with an extraordinary thoroughbred foal that will be the pride of your stable for years to come.
Listeners, we're not just blowing smoke up your ass. Cock of the Rock is no ordinary equine, but a proven champion.
That's right.
He and his offspring have been dominating the racing circuit for some time now. To give you a little taste of what you're in for with a Cock of the Rock sired horse of your own, here's a first-hand report from the Port Kent races. A gentleman who was present at the races which took place at Port Kent on the 17th and 18th instant informs us that Mr. Colden's horse Crabstick, Mr. Brinkerhoff's horse Don Juan, and Mr. Barnum's horse Cock of the Rock contended for the first day's purse. They went off from the score in fine style for about 400 yards when a dog came in contact with Don Juan and threw him and his rider. Cock of the Rock took the lead and kept it, running with great ease to the winning post. Obviously, listeners, the Port Kent racetrack is not as well managed as our one-time sponsor, the South Carolina Jockey Club, where all dogs found on the track are immediately killed.
That's the South Carolina Jockey Club guarantee.
But Cock of the Rock would never let himself get tripped up by some stray mutt.
No, no.
That dog incident did lead to a rematch, and we'll give you one guess how that turned out.
Here we are, from fact, listeners.
The friends of Don Juan, in consequence of the accident on the first day, were desirous of testing his speed and proposed to match him against Cock of the Rock again. The proposition was accepted by Mr. Barnum. A lively interest was taken in this race by the friends of the two horses, and there was a great diversity of opinion. Soon after they started, Cock of the Rock took the lead and kept it with much ease, coming in 40 yards ahead. Don Juan was withdrawn, and Cock of the Rock, of course, took the purse.
Maybe he was still worried about a dog running on the course.
Listeners, not only is Cock of the Rock a champion, he begets champions. Here's the report from day two at the Port Kent races. On the second day, Mr. John Howard's filly Slut, sired by Cock of the Rock, Mr. Newton Hayes's filly Lady of the Lake, sired by Cock of the Rock, and Mr. Barnum's colt Shamrock, sired by, you guessed it, Cock of the Rock, were entered for 1 mile heats. They went off from the score at full speed, Slut taking the lead, followed close by Lady of the Lake. The race was interesting and somewhat doubtful for the first three quarters, but for the last quarter, Slut showed her superiority and came in 10 yards ahead with ease. In the second heat, Slut took the lead from the score and kept it. These three offspring of Cock of the Rock comprised the entire field at day two of the Port Kent races. No other horses even dared to compete.
Isn't that something?
It is.
My goodness. Listeners, we can't overstate how incredible this opportunity is for your mares, but you have to act fast. Cock of the Rock will not be allowed to cover more than three mares in any one day and will be limited to 60 for the whole season. Get in there while you can. because those lucky mares are going to be thoroughly satisfied customers.
That's a cock of the rock guarantee.
As an added bonus, A.W. Barnum's Split Rock and Shamrock, both sired by Cock of the Rock, will stand at his stables and be let to a few mares at $5 each. So if you can't get your mare in with Cock of the Rock, you could get the next best thing for an even lower price. If your mare foals a colt of this immaculate bloodline, it won't be long before people are paying you to have their mares covered. And if your mare foals a filly, she could easily become a prize-winning racer like Slut. Who wouldn't want a little slut of their own? Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you get with Cock of the Rock. This has been a message from our sponsor, A.W. Barnum.
The Dead Presidents Podcast is brought to you in part by Thomas Berry, new owner of the celebrated thoroughbred stud horse, Cock of the Rock. You may recall our last episode when our sponsor, A.W. Barnum, was offering up Cock of the Rock stud services to a limited number of lucky mares. Well, our new sponsor, Thomas Berry, has recently acquired Cock of the Rock for a king's ransom, and he is once again standing to cover mares this season. Admittedly, his price has gone up. It's now $40 a mare. But we now have even more undeniable proof of his incomparable ability to beget racing champions.
That's right.
Listeners, you've never owned a racehorse until you've owned one sired by Cock of the Rock. He is the official stud horse of the Dead Presidents Podcast.
That's right. Cock of the Rock is now retired from the track, but in his day, he was a superior racehorse, having won many capital races against fine racehorses. He beat the renowned Little John and the celebrated Revenge. He beat Black-Eyed Susan, Don Juan, Romp, Boxer, James Fitzjames, Gentle Kitty, and so many others throughout his storied career. He once won 4 4-mile heats in one day, running 16 miles and dominating the field with his superior stamina. No other horse west of the Allegheny can boast such a victory or anything to compare to it.
Yeah, really the only horse you can compare with Cock of the Rock is his own brother, the legendary, undefeated American Eclipse. And when American Eclipse famously beat Henry before 60,000 spectators, including
Andrew Jackson,
he did it by training with his brother, Cock of the Rock. Cock of the Rock possesses precisely the same blood in the same degrees as American Eclipse and surpasses him in the head, neck, shoulders, and withers, and fully equals him everywhere else in stamina, finish, and perfection of form. Cock of the Rock is 15 hands, 3 inches high, possessing a large share of bone and muscle. His feet are excellent, heels narrow, hoofs deep. He has a fine muzzle and nose, an elegant ear. His eye is very hardy and good, not to mention another part of him that's going to make your mares happy.
Let's just say if men want to be hung like a horse, horses want to be hung like Cock of the Rock.
Okay, we mentioned it. There never was a better horse on the continent than Cock of the Rock. A horse, a kingdom for such a horse.
Luckily, James, our listeners don't have to give a kingdom for such a horse. For a mere $40 stud fee, they can have the next Cock of the Rock in their very own stables. His offspring are proven winners. At the 1828 Port Kent races, the first day's purse was taken by a cripple, sired by a Cock of the Rock, and the second day's purse by Sir John, also sired by, you guessed it, Cock of the Rock. At the 1829 Montreal Club races, Cock of the Rock's daughter Clara Fisher took the biggest purse ever offered in Canada, winning the first and second day with ease. On the third day, Cripple distanced the competition. Just 10 days later, Clara Fisher and Cripple repeated their feat at the Port Kent races and dominated the field. Other racing champions sired by Cock of the Rock include Tom Rock, Lady Mary, Maggie Lane, and Slut. Who could forget Slut? According to A.W. Barnum, when he was training Cock of the Rock's son Robin Hood for the Port Kent races, the stewards of the track told him if he entered Robin Hood, he would destroy the sports of the field, and no other horse would enter against him. Listeners, Cock of the Rock's offspring strike fear in the hearts of other racehorses. They're afraid to compete because they know they'll get embarrassed.
Last episode, we told our listeners if they got a colt with this immaculate bloodline, pretty soon people would be paying them to cover mares. We can proudly report that Cock of the Rock has delivered on that promise in spades.
That's right.
We actually have 5 quick ads for sons of Cock of the Rock who are now profitable stud horses in their own right.
Listen up.
Austin Smith's Cripple will stand this season for $5 per mare. Byron and George Murray are making Sir John available at $6 a mare. William Harrington's Sir Jed is standing for $10. Gardner Davis's Robin Hood is almost fully booked, but can be let to a few more mares at $15 each. And finally, Lewis Higby's, aptly named Young Cock of the Rock, is available for just $5 a mare. He was put to 30 mares last season, and 27 came away with foals. He gets that virility from his namesake.
That's right, James. All of these proud owners invested in Cock of the Rock's stud services, and now they're making bank. You've heard of the goose that lays golden eggs. Well, Cock of the Rock is the stallion that sires golden horses. When your mare foals his offspring, she might as well be giving birth to a giant bag of money. Whether it's stud fees, racing purses, or all the big wagers you'll win, your ownership of a Cock of the Rock-sired horse will be a lucrative proposition. You cannot pass up this opportunity.
Cock of the Rock is the preeminent sire of the age, and his superlative pedigree is what you want to pass on to your next generation of horses. But don't take our word for it. Go out to your stable right now and ask your mare who she wants to sire her next foal, and she'll tell you, Cock of the Rock.
This has been a message from our sponsor, Thomas Berry.
We're also proud to be sponsored once again by the celebrated thoroughbred stud horse, Cock of the Rock, who is standing to cover mares this season at the stables of William Brown for just $40 a mare. That is an opportunity you can't pass up. As we all know, Cock of the Rock is a living legend.
That's right.
He also happens to be the official stud horse of the Dead Presidents podcast.
Precisely, James. And he's not just standing to cover mares this season. He is standing live with us now, right here in studio. Listeners, a very special treat. Welcome to the show, Cock of the Rock. The pleasure is all ours. We are big fans, as are many of our listeners, and I dare say, as well as their mares.
extremely dirty.
I really hope that there weren't any young colts listening. Oh my goodness.
We are so excited to have you here. We just can't get over how year in and year out you continue to impregnate mare after mare with foals that invariably grow up to be racing champions.
It's unbelievable, frankly.
You gotta tell us, Cock, how do you do it? What's your secret? Really? That is incredible. And the mares actually like that? Damn.
Wow.
Might just have to try that myself sometime.
Yeah, I am, I'm gonna tell you. Sounds to me like you're living the dream, Cock. What do you want to say to our listeners out there who have mares that might need covering? You heard that, listeners. and you better believe your mares heard it. Get on down to William Brown's stables for the covering of a lifetime. Just $40 a mare, payable the 1st of January next. Thanks for being here, Cock. Right back at you, buddy.
The Dead Presidents Podcast is brought to you in part by the celebrated thoroughbred stud horse, Cock of the Rock. Cock of the Rock is a longtime sponsor, a favorite of our listeners.
Absolutely he is.
And he also happens to be the official stud horse of the Dead Presidents Podcast.
No questions.
Cock of the Rock did not buy an ad during the 31 days of the Harrison presidency because, as all of our listeners know, March is not the season when mares are in heat.
Duh.
But Cock of the Rock will be standing to cover mares again next season, and we have an exclusive sneak peek at his latest advertisement. It's actually a song,
ooh,
the lyrics of which we understand were written by Cock of the Rock himself. Now, he must have been inspired by Harrison's campaign songs and wanted one of his own.
That makes sense.
And apparently he has hired the Constitutionalists to help him record it.
Ooh, getting into the fervor of election campaign songs. And who better to help than the Constitutionalists?
Indeed. Listeners, we want you to head out to your stable right now and ask your mayor one simple question. Who do you want to sire your next foal?
Cock of the Rock! I gotta say to you, it's time and time again to say nay. Nay, nay, nay. Tell me not to nay. Well, all I gotta say to when you told me not to nay, I say nay.
Nay,
nay, nay, nay. So if you ask me why I like the way I nay, there's only one thing I can nay to you, Cock of the Rock. Cock of the Rock.
Wow. That
just wow.
That was a message from our sponsor,
Cock of the Rock.
We're proud to be sponsored once again by the celebrated thoroughbred stud horse, Cock of the Rock, who is standing to cover mares this season at the stable of R.D. Roland and Augustus Yeo, who have reduced his rate to just $20 a mare.
Unreal.
Good and well-enclosed pasturage will be provided, mares will be fed at $1.50 a week, and all possible care and attention will be paid to mares left with Cock of the Rock. R.D. Roland and Augustus Yeo are so confident in his foal-getting prowess that in the unlikely event that your mare fails to get impregnated with a colt in the spring, she can have another go-round with Cock of the Rock during the fall season for free.
Wow. Listeners, Cock of the Rock has been sponsoring ads on this show since the John Quincy Adams administration. He is the official stud horse of the Dead Presidents podcast, but he's getting up there in years. And while his seed is as strong as ever, this could be your last chance to get a Cock of the Rock sired horse of your own. Cock of the Rock is a full-blood brother of the legendary American Eclipse.
and is a legend in his own right. His pedigree is immaculate, and his stud record is without parallel. Suffice to say, he is the sire of as many racehorses as perhaps any horse living in the United States.
Now, apparently a rumor has been floating around that the magnificent horse standing to cover mares at the stable of R.D. Roland and Augustus Yeo is not the genuine Cock of the Rock, but some imposter. Listeners, this rumor is entirely unfounded. R.D. Roland has documents in his possession to prove it, and no one patronizing the horse will be charged a cent if he cannot prove to your satisfaction that this stud is the actual Cock of the Rock.
That's right.
Above and beyond R.D. Roland's irrefutable documentation, we here at the Dead Presidents Podcast can say with absolute certainty that this is indeed the Cock of the Rock.
James, we had him in our studio for an exclusive interview in Episode 8. We wrote and recorded a song with him in Episode 9. Cock of the Rock is a close personal friend of the show, and believe you me, we know him when we see him. But if you don't want to take our word for it, just ask your mare. If your mare can't pick Cock of the Rock out of a lineup of a dozen wannabe lookalikes, your $20 stud fee is on us. That's a Dead President's Podcast guarantee.
If you think you've seen your mare in heat before, put her next to Cock of the Rock and watch her catch on fire. This stallion is the real deal. Accept no substitutes. That's a message from our sponsor, Cock of the Rock.